I don't think it was a total surprise to the members organising the expedition. I knew anything about Met at all. That the Met officer was Gordon Hawkins, who'd previously been in Falklands, and that he provided me with some books, and he provided some equipment, and so off we went.
The only problem was that the clocks would permanently stop, that they were not, I don't think anybody had told them that they were supposed to be under polar conditions, so that we had a lot of trouble getting the clocks to go. Eventually we took them all to bits and treated them with graphite, and we got them going quite reasonably well. But the instruments were very, very good, and we had an anemometer, and Miss Ashton made a mast. He bought a pole from Deception 30 feet high, and he rigged this up behind the hut at Port LaCroix, and it worked very well for all the time I was there. We got the observations, as soon as we were up, the observations were being sent off to Stanley, so that we got our numbers on the international register, and they were being sent out to the world from about a month after starting. I used to take 8, 11, 2, 4, 7, 10. That was my 6 observations a day, but I did most nearly all of them myself. But in fact, in Port LaCroix, I did them all, and in Hope Bay, that one David James used to do them sometimes. But one of the advantages of doing the Met was that you were exempted from the job of doing bogeyman, as you had to get up early every day to read the weather. You did not have to light the stove as well. All the other people had to do that in turn.